105.3 Seaside FM. I'm still out and about at a windy field at Preston Village. So, joined by two guys this time in a lovely little caravan. Hi David, hi John. Nice to see you here. And maybe one of you can tell me a bit more what you are trying to present here today. Maybe you, David.
Right, yes. We're trying to raise a profile of Cairngorm Vintage Machinery Club. We've been asked to provide a display, and we've got a very good turnout of tractors, and we've got our hospitality caravan here, and we're hoping that the public show an interest, and hopefully we can get more members to join our club.
Okay, speaking of members, hi John, you are an honorary member, at least I heard that, is that true?
Yeah, that's correct, yes, I am. I joined the club from the very start of the club, and I've seen the club grow from strength to strength, and as we sat in this caravan, the club has just recently required the caravan to start going on shows in order to promote the club and to hopefully get more members to the club. Mm-hmm. I think up to now we have about roughly maybe about 90 members up to now. Some of them aren't paid up, but we have finished until September next year. The 8th of September is our first meeting in the nurseries at Cairngorm. Having said that, during the summertime, many of us, myself, the actual founding member of the club, who first started the club, Neville Clark, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, he's seen around with his little grey Fergie, along with other club members, and often a lot of people who know myself, they'll see me out with my recently restored David Brown, which I have here at the show today.
Okay, speaking of joining, what does it take to be a member? Do you have to bring any skills, do you have to bring a tractor, or do you have to bring just interest in the club?
Well, primarily just interest in the club. You don't have to have a tractor or an exhibit, a general interest in vintage machinery. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a tractor, it could be a classic car, a motorcycle, stationary engine, steam engine, you know, because we not only promote tractors, we're also interested in social history, the farming history and things like that, you know. So it's quite diverse is the interest of the club.
Okay, and how can people join? Is it like they are getting in touch with you on places like this, or is it like you have got an internet performance and you have to register there? How does it work?
Anybody who is interested can either get an entry form from the caravan that, as John just said, we like to go around and support village shows, galas and other venues and that, and we're more than happy to give them an entry form, or they could just come along as a guest without any obligation to one of our meetings. And we have guest speakers every month. We meet every second Thursday of each month, and we have a different guest speaker talking about different issues, you know, not only to do with machinery but also to do with the countryside or walking, you know, and we have a varied number of guest speakers.
Back to you, John. You're an honorary member. Is there any perks related to this kind of title, or is it just like, yeah, it's nice to have that, but I'm not more special than anyone else?
It's just nice to have that. It's nice to know that people generally sort of like, you know, help, like me being involved in the club and help. And as I said earlier on, I've been in the club from the start, and I've helped out any way I can. Basically, the club, along with a few other people, is really what got me going in this sort of thing.
One last question to you, David. What would you suggest to people? What is the best thing ever to join your club?
What is the best thing about the club?
Mm-hmm.
It's the fellowship.